Hello! Welcome back to Hindsight 2020, where even with disadvantage, you're still 2020? Say hello, players!
Hello! Hello.
Players?
There we go.
I was waiting just to see. I was like, someone's gonna do it. I said we'd practice that, and we definitely didn't. Welcome back. I don't think there's anything really new to report other than, you know, again, our recipes are still alive. Hopefully we have some form of art on our little art page right now. But this week's recipe is a crusty loaf bread you can make in like a pot pan. We use a Dutch oven and it turns out nice and delicious.
You don't need to be a bread baker.
Yeah, you definitely
do not.
You
don't need to be a bread baker.
And, it's just something else that seemed like it would be good for a kind of, you know, port fishing town where they got like rural inspired foods. Because every culture has bread.
This one is leavened.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna shut up because I don't have anything else to say. Except check us out at hindsight20-20.com or email us at team@hindsight20-20.com. And with that, let's get back to it.
In a spooky mood.
Mick's wind. Mick?
So last time, well, in the wake of everything that happened, we went on a little bit of a dragon investigation. Managed to, you know, gain access to the warehouse through some deceptive means. And deceptive not only to the the people of the warehouse, but also to other party members.
Yeah.
And in the warehouse, we're able to...
I thought it was above board.
We're able to make your way to the roof where you found evidence of fish having been taken and eaten from, you know, taken from this warehouse and eaten for a decent period of time. Afterwards, you've made your way to a little lighthouse on Beatrice Cove where you met Mick and Rowena, who told you a little bit of a tale about having seen a dragon fairly recently. And with that, you were pointed towards Beatrice Cove, where you came across a cave that Boko, upon inspecting, well, heard some commotion and heard what seemed to be the familiar cries of the dragon from the night before. You all entered the cave, where some fishmen were seen throwing, you know, using spears and throwing nets to try to capture or harangue, I don't know, the dragon. And with another fishman keeping watch, and upon seeing y'all enter, they attacked. And with that, I need y'all to roll initiative. And I guess I'll flip over the map now.
Oh, cool.
This is the
Ooh.
Thank you for the compass, Rose. Very helpful.
All right. Marion, what'd you get?
A dirty 20.
Dirty 20. Very nice. Boko.
I got a 10. Actually, sorry. That's 12.
12. And Ziggy.
21.
Okay.
Holy smokes.
All right, then.
Edy boy. We should call you Zippy.
Okay. All right. So, before we begin, I guess I should describe our cavern a little bit more, as well as pull out the bag of doom. The bag of doom.
It's not recyclable.
It's just a little white paper bag that my brother-in-law gives Minis. He prints to me.
Can we call it Tyson's Bag of Doom?
Yeah,
it sounds like a card you get. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Come on down for Tyson's Bag of Doom, where we're here dispensing doom until 4:30 in the morning. Don't know why, but it's the best hours for doom. All right. So, opposite corner, y'all came in. There's the dragon. Sitting there on a ledge where he is being harassed.
He's beautiful.
Here is the old boy standing in the moonlight.
Oh, he's...
Little sentinel.
Oh,
kind
goodness.
Of adorable. In the ugly way.
Can we adopt him?
I need the audience to know that these are horrifying creatures.
Yes. So they are little fishmen. For those who are looking things up in the Monster Manual, they are called Kuotoa.
Oh.
But they are slightly modified to fit our setting, i.e., Undercommon isn't their only language.
They're educated.
Yes. So yeah. We have a kind of a domed cavern. The markings on the ground in like the orange, those areas are where moonlight is coming through cracks in the ceiling here. Of the cavern. And you can see the water behind the entryway they all came in. That's like the expanse of the kind of deep puddle. And then in the southeast corner, there is another pool of water with some rocks sticking out, as well as various other stalactites. Which one's which one's from the ground?
Stand mighty, hang tall, hang tight.
Okay, all right. Stalagmites scattered around the cavern. And without further ado, Ziggy, you are first up.
Okay, I'm just going to step into the cavern, and I'm going to pull out a couple of nuts and bolts from my pouch and cast my cantrip, imbuing them with some magic, and I'm going to just say, stay back, we just want to talk, and ready an action that if any of the fish people kind of rushes us, clearly wanting to attack, that I'm going to hurl one at them.
Okay, all right. And that's it?
That's it.
That's it. All right. Next up will be, I guess I can describe it a little bit more. Ziggy reaches into his pocket, pulls out some nuts and bolts, and they start to have this eerie blue glow as they start to levitate from his hand and spin a little as he gets ready to do something cool with them, I'm sure. Varian, your move.
I'm going to walk up and, I'm trying to find it. Everybody give me a second. I'm going to walk up and get kind of within what I can judge is 40 feet of the three fish people I see. I'm going to spend a sorcery point to double the distance of a calm emotion spell. I'm going to put my hands to my heart in a prayer position and touch my neckerchief and say, everybody calm down now. We just want to talk.
Okay. And what kind of, what's the saving throw on that?
Charisma.
Charisma against?
Against, I believe it's 13. Hold on. Yes.
Okay, that is going to be a failure from the two with spears and a pass for the one with the staff there.
The double-ended one?
Yeah, the double-ended staff. And so come motion, one.
So I'm making them indifferent about us, indifferent about creatures that they're hostile towards. It will end if they're attacked or harmed.
If any of them are?
Or if it witnesses any of their, whoever's calmed, I think.
Okay. And the spell lasts for how long?
1 minute. Like concentration. And it's concentration.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
I can't take damage. Cool.
So yeah. All right.
But I only need to be within 40 feet because I used a sorcery point.
Okay.
What is the scale of the map?
That's a good question.
The what?
Scale of the map?
It's five feet per square. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No. I'd have to get different size minis for that otherwise. Y'all are all giants, suddenly.
That's a great accent. I think the same thing. You gotta put that in your pocket, Josh. When is that coming in?
Sorry, what?
The accent you just used.
What did I just do?
Sounded like Swedish or something.
Yes.
I think it was the fish people.
I don't know. Hey, we're fish people here. I don't know what I'm doing anymore. I lost it, whatever it was.
magical.
All right. And with that, one with the spear is up for it. Having passed the same throw, he's going to take his staff and jam it into the ground, and this kind of dark green with like tinted black archaic energy spews forth at all three of you.
Ooh.
And I'm going to need y'all to make...
I need papers!
A charisma saving throw. Target, I believe, is 14.
Uh-oh.
That's
sorry.
A 12.
12. 12 is the target.
That's a
12?
30-20.
10.
10. All right. So Marion is now under the effects of a Bane spell.
Subtract 1d4 from any attack roll or saving throw.
Do I do that or will you do that?
You'll do that when you roll your
d20.
Is it fair to say that unless. Is it fair to say that seeing that would trigger my reaction then of seeing that as a hostile spell?
Yeah, you would see that as a... I think you would see that as a hostile spell. I wish I had paid closer attention to your specific language because he talked about people coming close, which he definitely didn't do.
Correct. I think my language was something around the effect of coming towards us to attack.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, he just raised his staff and slammed it into the ground. Can you in character answer, would that elicit the reaction from Ziggy?
Would I have felt anything having saved?
I described like the arcane energy as being visual in nature.
From that, if there were dark spheres flying at us, I would treat that as hostile.
Yeah. All right. So what do you do? It's nuts and bolts, basically.
Yeah, so I'm just going to hurl a bolt at his head.
Bolt at his head. Okay.
22 to hit.
Holy crap.
Okay, yeah, it's going to hit. Okay. Beamed okay, him. Yeah.
And the other two are not common.
Yeah,
anymore.
The other two are going to react to this.
And 7 points of damage.
7 points of damage. All
nice.
Right.
Nice.
And the other two are like, he's going after Adam Sandy's leader.
Now we know which one the leader is.
Carefully, he's fearless.
I mean, I thought the guy being slightly bigger and having a special staff gave it away.
Okay, but I didn't want to assume. I'm not a fish person.
All right. And then with that, we are up to Evocado.
I'm gonna. Okay. Do I know what that yellow patch is?
Moon. That's the moonlight. It's just glowing in those areas.
That's lovely. That's cool.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It was. I had the map designed so that moonlight or sunlight could fill the room.
That's wonderful.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Hang on. My speed is 30 feet.
Yes.
So, I'm gonna scamper into the moonlight.
All right.
And fling my cape back and it billows in a breeze that isn't there.
Ah, the magical cape.
And then I'm going to pull out my sword and do a short sword attack.
Oh, sorry. Before I do, I need was that 7 points of damage? Okay, I need the dude with the staff needs to do a concentration check. Bane is dropped on Marion.
Oh, nice.
All right. Sorry, I forgot the damage taken. It is a concentration spell. All right, sorry. So go for your, you scamper on up after the guy remembers that he can't focus on a spell.
Yeah.
And
my cape was very distracting.
Yes, very much so, even for me.
Bolt?
So that's 17 to hit with a short sword.
17, that is going to hit, I believe.
Heck yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Get wrecked. That's 7 damage.
Nice.
7 damage. All right.
Big so you go slash ahead. Across his chest.
Nice. He tries to block, but he goes and holds it at like kind of that, 45 degree angle, but you slice like right in parallel with it and end up going right across the sternum there. And
then
numbers. Go on.
I'm going to pick him.
Peck him. All right.
Can I reach his face? Because if so, I'm going to pick him right in his face.
You can certainly go for a peck. I think with hitting in the sternum, it is going to knock him back a bit. So you're going to
Okay, then I'll do an unarmed strike kind of area. Kick.
Unarmed strike kick? Okay, sounds good. Go ahead and roll for that.
That is a bonus action.
Yes.
That's only a 4.
That is only 4. Unfortunately,
eight, I guess.
As he reels back, it's just out of reach of your claw as you go for the kick.
All right. Nuts.
But your cape is still billowing majestically.
I plant my foot down and glare at him.
Maha. Maha ha ha ha. Okay. All right. So now we're back to our little other fishy boys. They're going to both run up at Boko to try to protect their fearless leader.
I got this. Don't worry.
Boom. All right. One is going to...
We haven't seen you in action much yet.
The one on your left is going for holding a shield with his spear. So, sorry, I don't have a mini showing that, but he has a shield with his spear. So he's going to go take a one-arm strike with the spear.
I'm assuming a 2 plus really anything is going to miss.
Depends. Is it plus 10?
No, okay. Definitely not. So he goes, realizes you're a little too short for him. Completely misses. The other one, more towards my side, a little, I guess that's west. The west side is going to, just has a spear, two-handed attack. That is a 13 plus... 16 total.
That'll hit. Yep.
All right, 16 total. I'm going to hit. Let me... I feel like my papers are so much less organized this time around. That is 6 points of piercing damage.
Yes. She
just, all right. Just goes ow. Right, just like clips right ow. Right along your little chicken neck. Just yikes. Nicks oh. You.
Better not trim to my feathers.
All right, and with that, we are back to... Actually, no. The dragon is in its, you know, kind of heightened sense of fight or flight sort of scenario. It's kind of has a heightened sense of fight or flight going on. It is choosing flight, but it currently has that one net wrapped around its wing from... he is going to... try to fly generally that direction. But ends up kind of flying over this way and jamming into the wall here. And I'm going to make this guy do a dex saving throw just because ooh. Of the size of the creature. And that is 17 plus 2. Okay, so he is able to like quickly duck as the dragon comes and slams into that set of stalagmites over there. Oh. And he's just like...
Oh, no. I don't like it.
Me neither.
And with that, back to the top with Ziggy.
Okay, so seeing Boko very surrounded, I'm going to take some of the scraps and pieces I have in my bag, and I'm going to build a Eldritch Cannon, expending one of my spell slots.
Sounds good.
Building a Protector Cannon.
Whoa.
Cool.
Oh. That basically neat. Looks like a little spider with a shield on its back. and it's going to... so that's my action. And right. Then as a bonus action, I'm going to have the protector walk about... so I'm going to move a little, and then it's going to walk and sit just behind Boko.
Okay.
I need something to represent it.
I'll yeah, just like a little dice, yeah. Sounds good.
All right, and then as a bonus action, it'll move, and it will then grant temporary hit points to creatures of my choosing within 10 feet.
Wow.
So I'm going to roll for that. You have 8 temporary hit points.
Dang, wow. Thank right. you.
That's a ton.
So, you know, quickly dig into your backpack. You know. Wrenches, whatever, probably slamming some things with some wrenches, right?
There was wrenches,
and,
for sure.
This little spider critter goes, kind of hunches down, and like a little shield visor comes up, and it sits there right behind Ziggy, right behind Boko, and gives it a nice little boost to your...
Do I feel it?
Yeah, and I like to think, too, the moonlight is kind of reflecting off of the shield and, like, up behind you. You got some so backlighting.
Just imagine your silhouette to them right now with your cape billowy in the moonlight.
I puff up my chest a little bit.
And then you look up at them. And I assume that is
that is
your
my
move?
Yes. My whole move.
All right, Marion, you are up.
I'm going to look at... the three surrounding Boko and throw a chaos bolt at the one on the southeast side.
Okay. All right. So that side on Boko. All right. Sounds good.
Okay. And I'll yell as a bonus action. I don't know what's going to come out. That is a 24.
Okay. Definitely going to hit.
Okay. Surprise. Here we go. Surprise.
What is it?
Chaos.
It's cold or force damage? They're fish. Let's do force damage. It'll be 12 points of force damage.
Okay. All right.
Dang.
Wow.
Just imagine
that's
like
a lot of dice
pressure.
For that.
Just a lot of pressure
on his head. Does it push him at all?
I don't think
force.
So.
Let me see the measure. Hold on.
No.
No? Okay. Just like, I don't even know what this looks yet. I don't know what this looks like at all.
I think, well, every time hands out, something different's going to come out. And this kind of looks like, almost like you're looking at a mirage or like when it's hot on pavement.
Yep.
So it looks kind of shimmery and kind of beautiful, but then it hits you and it's just crushing.
So it, so the Kuto is sitting there and got his shield and spear, and you can see as the ripple kind of hits the shield and starts to kind of like bounce back into him and cause this like this whole body roll ripple effect as it takes the damage. Ow! I don't know why I made them comedic, but that's it now. It's happening. And anything else for you that move?
No.
No? All right.
Oh, I will move a little bit.
Okay.
I'm going to move... I just, if in case the dragon's going to head for the exit, I want to move a little bit aside of the exit and make way.
Good.
Thank I don't you. Know if it can, oh, we decided it could fit.
It could wiggle.
It
can,
yeah. It could wiggle. So.
Okay.
It should fly up.
All right. And with that, right, the, we are back up to our little
we got a free
spear
twin.
Dude. He was going to go ahead and use his all right, he's going to do a multi-tech on Boko there.
Uh-oh.
The first going to go for the bite. That's an 8. I'm going to assume that's going to miss. You dodge with the bite. He is going to go at you with his little pincer staff, though. And that is an 18.
That'll hit.
18. That is going to hit for... Oh, there is no roll. It is just immediately 5 piercing damage.
Ooh.
And you are considered grappled.
Whoa!
He goes to slam his staff into the ground and catches your little chicken neck right between the little pincers.
Oh, no.
Punk. You're stuck.
He's stuck here with me.
Yes. Going on. Yes, something like that. And I believe that is it. That's all he can do. Yeah, he did a multi-attack. And he's not moving anywhere. So, it is your move, Boku.
I'm going to take his grappled. Stick. Take a stupid stick.
You are currently held by the stick. So I think you have to use your action to try to break free if you want to do anything.
I'm going to do that. That will be, hang on, strength, right?
Yeah, it's going to be, should be a strength. Yeah, strength.
That's 12.
Again, yeah. What?
12.
12, sorry. Not high enough. Wiggle a bit, and you're still stuck underneath the staff there, unfortunately.
And fluff my feathers with rage.
Peck the stick.
And scrabble at him with my claws.
And you're just gonna, and it's just going to look down and you'll be like, you really shouldn't come into our territory.
Your breath stinks.
Probably does. Probably does. And with that, we are up to the...
I can peck as a bonus action. But if I'm grappled, can I do that?
I think you technically can. Grappling just moves your speed to 0. It might be disadvantage.
That would make sense.
Let me just double check to be sure. Don't worry, we'll cut it out.
Peck him in the nose.
Yeah, right in his nose. Right? Just stick my beak into one of his nostrils. I hate that I said that.
I love it. Visual.
I'm going to get a sympathetic nosebleed.
Yeah, it doesn't say you can't attack.
Okay, then I'm going to do that.
Yeah, just do your...
I'm going to peck his big stupid face.
All right, bonus action, peck attack.
I'm not going to peck him.
You know,
I changed my mind. He's like, it's an 8. But
yeah,
still.
Unfortunately not going to make that one. All right, cool. We are now back to those the other fish guys. I'm just trying to figure out what's the difference between grappled and restrained, you know?
Because
grappled is like restrained denotes that creatures have an advantage on attack rolls against them, but for grappled that is not the case.
Interesting.
By the way, those two guys are going to start stabbing at you. So, one-handed spear attack.
I'm going to dance my feet.
It's going to be a 19.
That's gonna hit me.
It's
part of the dancy feet.
That's 6 points of damage to El Boco. So sorry. He's just like, there's a chicken trapped, and he's just kind of poking at you.
Filling with rage.
Fluffing away. And then the two-handed attack, that is a 19 to hit.
That's also going to probably hit. Maybe.
That is 5 points of damage.
Yeah, that hits. Crap.
And yeah, they're just kind of, they're just kind of standing there and just holding their spears and...
How's Boko looking?
Like poking at a...
How's she looking?
I have second wind, so I'm okay for now.
And with that, we end. The dragon is going to go ahead and try to do another little thingy. He is going to continue to flail his way around. That away.
Oh, no. Over top of all four of our heads.
So that way is over your head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll be okay. I think Boko is pinned low enough. They actually should be fine. I'm going to make the other creatures do a dex check, though. Okay, that is a pass for the leader dude with the staff. And that is just passed with the regular guys, unfortunately. And so they duck as the dragon continues trying to get its bearings, get its wing unstuck, and slams into more rocks in the area.
That was a close one.
I don't know. We're back to Ziggy.
You guys really should think about putting up a sign if this is your territory. And then I want to... Just checking the range on a spell. Okay. Can I look where the dragon has kind of been slamming there? And are there any kind of small, like, 5-pound stones that have been knocked loose from...
I'm sure.
Okay.
Why not?
So I'm going to cast Catapult on... one of those stones and have it fling directly at the fish man who is currently grappling Boko with the hook spear.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. And is that a dexterity saving throw?
Yes.
Okay. And the target is, I think he's going to fail. He rolled a nat 3. So
That's lower than 14.
Yes. Considerably lower than 14.
Do I need to save?
No,
I don't think so.
Phew.
Okay. I'm gonna need dice.
I've got.
Oh no!
Get wrecked, fishman.
Pretty much.
That was a lot of
slam
dice.
Slam him.
Okay, that's 15 points of damage.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So he's got the pincer staff stuck in the ground, and then, you know, out of nowhere gets blindsided by this stone that clocks him in the side of his face. And... But he is able to hold firm, unless there is some clause about knocking him back that I'm not aware of.
What? Okay, yeah, I don't think so. Let me double check. But...
He freaking takes that hit.
Blubber wall.
he just takes it.
Nope. But as a bonus action, then the protector cannon is again going to pulse with protection energy. This time I'm going to step forward so that I'm in it. And it's going to basically re-up or reset the protection shield.
Nice.
This time for 10 points. Temporary hit points.
Oh, bless this man.
Now, that does replace your previous temporary hit points.
I just spent them, so.
Fair enough. Fair enough. You took a couple hits with those.
Yes, but, I would be on 2 HP.
Yeah, unfortunately, they don't stack, unfortunately.
That makes sense.
All right. Very nice. Your old spidery stays hunkered down and his visor continues kind of spinning, reflecting that moonlight. 10 hit points. Everyone feels good. Anything else?
I can probably see him if I turn my eyes back.
That's it.
All right. Sounds good. Marion, your move.
Well, I feel like I'm dancing with this dragon, so I'm going to back up to the other side of the entrance since it seemed to have swung around this way. And, yelled, "Stop touching her!" and send 3 scorching rays, one for each of them.
One for each of them.
I'll roll clockwise around.
Cool. So starting with, gotcha. Cool.
No.
Nope.
Lord, no. 12?
No. Actually, wait. That was a 12?
24. I'm adding.
Sorry, was the first one?
The first one was no. First one was 7.
No.
12.
12. 12 for...
The middle guy
here. The middle guy. That one is going to hit. Yeah, sorry.
Ooh!
And then the next one is probably going to hit as well.
24.
Yeah, that's definitely going to hit.
Okay. Scorch.
Sorry, lost track of which guy it was.
Sorry. There. Do you want me to roll one quantity of fire damage per success or just flat roll for...
What is Scorching Ray say? Is it...
On a hit, the target takes 2d6 fire.
I'm going to say...
On a hit. I guess I could have rolled the ray, then the damage, then the ray, then the damage, if you want to do it that way.
You make one damage roll for each ray that hits.
I do. Okay. So cool. 2 damage rolls.
Yes.
All right. So this is for the center guy.
All right. Sounds good.
9 points of fire damage.
9 points of fire damage. All right. Sounds good.
And 8 points of fire damage.
On the other guy. Ooh. All right.
Sizzling.
Yeah, big sizzling fish. Away. Yeah. I don't think
Filet.
We have any.
Oh, fish.
Everyone's favorite McDonald's sandwich.
They're like, eat more chicken. I'm so sorry. I regret it. We need to edit that out. Right.
And is that it for, that's it for Marion?
Yes. Yes.
Thanks. All right. What is he going to do? I think the dude with spear, while he's using one hand to keep holding Boko in place with his little staff spear into the ground, he's going to outstretch his other hand for a little bit of a sacred flame in Marion.
Oh,
he's a cleric?
Dexterity saving throw. I believe that is a 12? Yes, 12.
10.
10. All right. 1d8? 8. Radiant damage. My eyes are failing me. It's getting late. That is 3 points of radiant damage as it just kind of reaches out and... Oof. A little damage to you. Oof. Otherwise, it is going
to... Oh, what type of damage?
You radiant.
Yeah. Okay, never mind.
All right.
Thank you.
And with that, Boko, your move. DC 14 escape, or you can just go to attack him while you're grappled.
I'm gonna try and escape again.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah. 14. Strength plus 1, so all right. 15.
Yep. Yeah. You were able to. Just enough. It's like you puffed up so much before that, like, your own fluff was getting caught in the pincers as you're trying to slide
just
out.
Needed to relax.
Yeah, you relax just enough that you're able to slip out like
quicksand.
I do go, and then I'm gonna action surge.
Ooh.
And try and take a stupid stick from him.
All right, go ahead and do a. I guess we'll do a contested strength check.
Don't fail me now.
That is a nat 15 plus 2, so 17.
15.
So sorry. He's able to wriggle it away. You do still have a bonus action available, though, if you wanted to take a little unarmed strike.
Yeah, I'm going to peg him.
All right. Sounds good.
Maybe. We'll see. That's 16.
That is going to hit.
All right. And it's going to do... Oh, it's 1d4. All right. I mean, makes sense, but still. That's 4 damage.
4 damage? Yeah. All right. Sounds good.
In his eye.
So y'all are grappling with grappling with this staff, and right as he goes to rip free, you lean in and... Get him. Get him right in the face. My fish people are starting to sound very similar to the dragon. Yeah. I think.
They've been hanging out too long.
Yes.
It's been known to happen with you guys. Am I speaking like Kate?
All right. This is weird. With that, it is back to our two speary boys. When it's and well, while they're literally still right here on the Bonksters, Boko-ness. The Bonkies. I don't know. I'm saying words and I'm looking at the wrong card.
I like the Bonkster.
All right. So first attack. It's one-handed net attack.
That is a 10, I think. Yeah. So imagine that's going to miss on the one-handed spear attack is what I meant to say. I don't know.
Good.
What
I was like, is he going to restrain me again?
No, he jerks.
Already needs to restrain this bird.
And the second one is a 7. So yes. Just a couple. You're loose. You're free. Yeah. You're bouncing and bounding.
Feeling
and they're
myself,
just like
I'm vibing.
Stabbing and just can't even touch you. Can't even touch you. And with that, the dragon is going to make another little roll. All right, he's going to more or less go in the right direction. He's still kind of stumbling, but he is off that way. Slams into that wall.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there you go. There Somebody you go. No dexterity checks from anyone, but he's still struggling, trying to, you know, scrape the net off his back. But, you know, it's like a dog trying to reach its back, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he can't really... Shoulder blades aren't built like that. And with that, back to the top of the round with a Ziggy.
All right. I'm going to walk up to kind of beside Boko and up to one of the smaller fishmen that's holding just the spear. Or is that the one with the spear and shield?
No, that is, he's two-handing a spear.
Okay, the one that's two-handing the spear. And I'm going to just... smack him on the top of the head with my big wrench.
All right. All right, go ahead. Take that. Don't accidentally cast mending.
Oh, no.
That would be a 13 to hit.
That is going to hit.
His skull's broken, nice. But his helmet's fine.
7 damage.
7 damage. All right. So you go and
I
you
like
go.
To think his eyes bulge a little as it gets hit on the head.
You hear, and there's an... It's like along with the just the general like the squish that happens slapping. From like hitting a fish, you do actually hear an audible crack as it like it reels for a moment and is like clearly dazed. Just go away from our home.
You attacked us.
Yeah.
And anything else for you, Ziggy?
That's it.
That is it. All right. You're up to Lemerian's move.
Could I tell which one cast Sacred Flame on me?
Which one cast Sacred Flame?
Could I tell?
I'm going to say yeah.
Like super semantic.
There's vocal and semantic.
I'm sending a Sacred Flame his way.
Okay, all right. Is that what is
Return to Sender, baby. That is a dex.
13. Return to Sender, baby. That's such a good line.
That is a flat 15.
Dang.
Is that no damage?
Yes.
No damage. All right. I don't know how do you dodge a sacred flame completely?
Is it just descended on
it's
him?
Like a, it's like a two inch in diameter, little zoom. He's like
candle size, but it hurts.
Stings a bit.
I'm gonna move a little bit further into the cave, which means away from where the dragon seems to be going.
Okay.
And holler, Ziggy, are you fixing them? We're trying to take them down. That's it.
No, all right. No response.
Cut for a sec. I didn't know if I'm allowed to respond.
If you have to wait for your turn.
I think you can yell back.
Like, okay.
I don't follow. I mean, you can't stay around a conversation.
Noted. But that's why I didn't.
Yeah, okay. And feel free to now. I'll say, well, if you want.
This isn't fixin'.
Very nice. And that's it for Marion?
Yes.
All right, sounds good. Back to our little spear-wielding dude. And right there, we've... Boko in front of him. What damage do we want to do today? He's going to... I think in that short of a range, he is going to...
Get sliced.
Then he's going to do his multi-attack again. On the Boko. He's going to go for a bite. That is a 19.
He's going to succeed.
That is 5 points of piercing damage.
Ow!
Watch for the beak to the eye! And now he's going to go for the pincer staff again.
No.
11.
No.
No? No? Okay. All right.
Manages nice try.
Managed to... He raises it up overhead and goes to, like, bring it down to catch the neck and pin you to the ground again. But you're like, I've seen this move before.
Yeah. Whew, think side you can step. Get me twice?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And with that, it is Boko's move.
Yes. I'm going to sidestep and then come up with my sword again and all right. slash that guy.
Cool. That dude specifically? Cool.
Yeah.
Cool, cool, cool.
Oh, I'm going to... That's a 19.
Yeah, I'm going to hit him.
Plus four, so...
Yep, yep. Going to hit him. Going to hit him for sure. Definitely going to hit him.
26. Plus two. Plus, I forgot last time. I have a feat that adds plus two to damage rolls when I'm not holding a shield. And I'm only holding my weapon. So that's nice. Six damage.
Very nice. What feat is that?
Yeah, so cool.
Dueler.
Right. Right. Is because you, is that your level two fighting style for a fighter?
Yes.
Gotcha. Oh my gosh. Gotcha. That adds up. I was like, that doesn't sound like a monk thing. What am I missing?
Yeah.
Monks when they don't have a shield.
Yeah. Exactly. anything else for Boku?
I mean, I'm going to punch him.
All right.
Also,
go to punch him. Go to punch him. Punch him good.
13 plus 17.
Yeah, definitely going to hit. Yep.
Okay. Six? Again. Holy crap.
All right. Very nice.
Punched him real hard.
So I assume, yeah, I was like, how did the punch do just as much damage as a sword slash? Sword slash. Sword slice. Yeah.
I just follow the blade with the fist.
With the fist. Crack him right in the nose. And he is like in, you know, you hear it on, if a fish's nose can snap, you hear that sound.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know what that looks like. It's like a weird slapping crunch at the same
Gross.
Time. Yeah, you're welcome. And he's looking pretty toasty. Pretty toasty. And
that'll be Marion's doing.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. And I'm assuming that's it for your move?
Yes.
Alright.
I'm done now.
Back to our little Kudo guys. So this guy is going to turn around and go after the Zigster, and that guy's just gonna go after you again. The one I go in after Boko is the one with the shield doing a single thing. That is a nat 20.
Ooh.
Oh.
Miss.
So that is...
You're going to lose all your temp HP.
That is 7 points of piercing damage to Boko.
Ooh. I'm going to lose all of mine. For some reason, I thought he was hitting you.
No, sorry. That was the single spear one.
All right. We're okay.
I'm sorry if I misspoke. I was definitely talking about the shield. No, the shield and the single hand, though.
I heard you say that and deleted it from my brain.
And that is a 13 for Ziggy.
That'll miss.
That will miss. All right. He just, still a little dazed from the crack to the back of the skull, I guess, raises his arm and like... There I go.
I think you missed. You were aiming for me, right?
You didn't even move. Didn't even dodge.
And that is it for those guys. And back to the... Oh, the dragon is going to keep on trying to make... Okay, he very much is not going the direction he wants to go. He's now going to fly and slam into that wall.
Oh, no.
Still
baby.
Trying to rip the...
You still want that dragon head?
No, I don't. I immediately
regret. This poor guy's just fumbling around everywhere. I'm kind of loosely rolling a d20 and it with an intent in mind.
Yeah.
And if the roll is high enough, he goes the direction he wants to go. But otherwise, he's off. And that was a really bad roll for him.
It's like now his wing and his foot are stuck in the net.
Yeah, it's a little complicated.
It is kind of ridiculous that we're in this fight and there's just a dragon flying around.
And with that, it is Ziggy's move.
All right. I'm going to just swing at this same guy again with the big wrench.
All right, sounds good.
Six.
Six. That is not going to hit.
Did I get him?
No!
You're pretty slippery for a fish man.
Such an embarrassing 1v1.
Anything else for you, Ziggy?
That's it. That's it. Oh, sorry. The as a bonus action, the protector will again pulse with energy.
Cool.
And this time, 8 temporary hit points.
Oh, bless your soul.
Dang. Very nice. And then we are back to Miriam.
I'm going to stay where I am and say again, here comes something, and cast a chaos bolt at the one on the edge here.
Okay, sounds good.
Love that line.
It's not great. 11.
11? Ha-ha, blocks it with the shield.
Whatever it is.
What was that?
Whatever it is. You're just like, I'm seeing something moving.
I feel like when I miss a chaos bolt, it's just like...
Like a little itty firework.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Like whenever you won in Free Cell like, or Solitaire, it would just be... little colored pixels.
And I don't know if this would count as an action or not. I just want to better understand what is tripping up the dragon.
The, did all of y'all see the net throw?
I think you told
us that.
I think
you all did.
Yeah. So can I tell how it's caught, though?
It's caught up on his left wing. So left he's wing. Like, okay. He's not able to fly properly as he's trying to bumble his way around everywhere.
The more he hits, is he getting more and more tangled up?
A little bit.
Okay. Thank you.
Kind of hard to tell in the middle of the chaos, but more or less.
More. Kind of. You're on the right path, yeah.
Kind of, sort of. Anything else for you?
No. No. Thank you.
All right. So back to our little Kuto Weep. He is going to... Jeez. You know what? I think he's getting really tired of this nonsense. He is going to go ahead and cast Bane again on all three of you.
Ugh. Shoot.
And that is charisma saving throws for all of you.
Not Dex.
Like a marvelous.
18.
Okay, yeah, you're fine.
14.
Okay. 9. Okay, you are currently banned now. Minus 1d4 for attack rolls and saving throws.
Don't worry, I'll bonk him.
Jeez, just one, man. 33% success on these banes. Both times. All right, but that is all he can really do right now, because that does take up his action. But, you know, staff slammed into the ground, more of the blackish green sparklies, and seemingly this time, only the one that hit Ziggy takes hold.
Well, that feels bad.
That itches a little bit. What is... Ew. What's going on? Boko, your move.
Okay. I'm going to settle into my stance a little bit and use Second Wind to
Sounds
gain
good.
1d10 plus 2 HP.
All right.
That's 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not terrible.
All right. That's a bonus action, right?
Yes. And then I'm going to go for a big stab on Staff Guy.
On Staff Guy. All right. And I wish they had pack tactics, because they would be mopping up right now.
Yeah. So that's going to be a 23 to hit.
Okay, yeah, definitely going to hit.
That's
okay.
A big stab.
Yeah, big stab. Well, maybe it depends on this next roll. It's a 1d6, yeah. Okay, so 6 damage. So a medium stab.
Well, describe this creature's demise.
Big stab. Right, like, just up into his chest, and he kind of like goes and lurches over my sword, and then I put my like claw against my sword to pull it out and then throw him to the floor.
He's like, we are so just kind of slapping fish hits the ground.
And I just like shake the blood off and look at the other guy.
It is like dark, almost inky looking blood that just flicks off and splatters the ground. Gross. In the moonlight.
In the moonlight.
All right. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. And sweet dog. All right. And with that, we are... Well, and the bane is now off of Ziggy.
Oh, yeah.
It works out. Keeps working out.
Much better.
You're welcome. You look better.
I feel inspired.
Hits 33% of the time, and then... no one gets to be affected by it by the time it's dropped. Ah, I was so proud of my strategy coming into this, and that just went away. Anyways.
Well, you had me stuck for
back to
like
these guys. All right. So, same kind of thing. This time we're going to do Ziggy first. Two-handed spear attack on Ziggy. That is that a 9 or a 10? Either way, I don't think that hits you.
Total?
Yeah, total.
Yeah, miss.
All right, and now one-handed spear attack on the Bonksters. That is the same, so probably going to miss you as well.
What was it?
Like a 9 or a 10. Okay, I think it's a 9. Yeah.
You're getting closer, sir.
Are you mocking me?
Yes.
And with that...
Was that a laugh?
I don't know what that was. Man, okay, the dragon continues to just throw him off that way.
Oh, no. There you go.
Slams into more walls.
He's upside down.
Yeah. Oh, no, not the figurine. He's hurting. And with that, back to the top of the round with some Ziggy.
All right. I'm going to put the wrench away and just point blank throw one of the bolts that's glowing into his face.
Ow.
Is there like a dex save? What is that?
It's just an attack.
Just an attack roll. Okay.
I'm just throwing from very close.
Throwing from very close.
So that's a 18 to hit.
Okay, yeah. Gonna go, yeah.
And 5 damage.
5 damage. Describe his creature's demise.
Dang. Yeah.
I like to think while he was making that weird warbly noise, I just hurl a bolt through his mouth and it comes out the back of his head.
Oh.
And he drops.
And yeah, see that. More fish slapping sounds in the grit.
On top of
I don't know. I'm not good at sound effects, guys. I'm sorry.
He's piled on top of the other guy.
All right. And anything else for you?
I think that's it. Oh, right. Well, the protector will repulse again.
All right.
Oh.
This time for 11.
Ooh.
All right.
Question about that.
Yes.
Does it replace them even if it's a lower number?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
Good to know.
All right. And with that, Marion, your move. Got one boy standing in front of you.
Going to toss a firebolt at the remaining fish man.
Okay.
21.
Okay, yeah. Yep.
All right.
Yep. Woo. Gonna hit him. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. You are correct. Mm-hmm. Yep.
3 points of fire damage.
3 points of fire damage. So it's like, it singes a little bit, but in its moist skin, it more kind of steams a little bit, and you just get a little flesh mark
on
the shoulder.
Who doesn't love steamed fish?
Oh.
But he's
wrap him up and
leaves. Fairly nonplussed about that. Anything? Let's change this guy. Done. That guy's dead. And Boko, it is your move.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. I mean, yeah. I'm just gonna do a sword hit.
Okay. go for a sword hit.
On the shield and spear guy. Ooh, another 19.
Nice.
I think this dice is loaded. Just die. I mean,
don't tell him that.
Really pretty too.
Thank you.
It's so pretty.
So that's a 5 + 4. That's 9 damage.
Dang.
9 of damage.
All right. Describe this creature's demise.
So after giving him a nasty glare, after dispatching his leader. And I think he hit me after that, maybe. Doesn't matter. I'm just going to jump into the air with one beat of my wings and then come down on his head with my sword.
Oh,
slashy style.
All right. Sounds good. You just do just that.
There's like a brief moment where the moonlight is eclipsed from his eyes by my wings.
All right. And I guess with that, combat is basically over.
Pile of fish.
I used everything I had.
That's a sweet fight. It was beautiful.
I'm going to ready to throw the last imbued nut I have in my hand. All right. And Boko, are you sure you wanted this dragon head?
You know, it seems kind of pathetic, doesn't it?
I'm going to walk within 30 feet and cast a mage hand and send it over to try and pull the net off of the dragon.
You're more or less, as you go to approach the dragon, it more or less stays put. Aww. It's...
Does anyone speak
it seems pretty exhausted and worn out, so it's kind of given up and accepted his fate after it's slammed into like five different walls. And
I'm gonna try and talk to it while I'm doing it. It's okay, I'm just gonna pull this off of you.
It lifts it there's a little bit of a catch because with all the mangling and stuff, the wing kind of ended up coiled in it. But it's fairly, with the dragon kind of responding to the pulling and furling the wing in, it slips off easily enough.
Okay.
I'll approach as well. Does it seem close to death?
It has taken some like cuts and bruises, for sure, smashing in the wall, stuff like that. More than any, it seems closer to exhaustion than it does to death.
I'm gonna like lean around this stalagmite near it and without getting too close, see if I can catch its eye and ask, can you talk?
Mama?
Do you know other words?
Missing.
Oh no.
I'm going to go grab one of the fish people.
Okay.
Offer him some lunch.
And just carefully approach the dragon and lay the fish person down in front of the dragon and step back and say, food?
It kind of like looks at it, kind of sniffs at it, but it's like kind of recoils a bit. It's
they do smell bad.
It's like it's coming across as very putrid and maybe not really in this guy's diet.
Okay.
I don't blame you.
If I go over to the small pond in the south area, southern area, are there any fish by any chance in there?
Why don't we do a perception check? It is the cave is somewhat moonlit, but staring off into like a dark pool of water is going to be a little difficult.
Nine.
Maybe.
I'll just pull out my dagger and start stabbing the water. See if I catch one.
All right. I'm going to say like a, just a flat D20, like an 18 or above. Yeah. Somehow
that's
miraculously.
That's a good percentage.
That's an eight.
Wait,
you just
you say a frog. Sorry, baby, but I can't find the food for you.
Can I approach and see if it will let me touch the side of the dragon?
Like, you can approach it. Like, as you approach, it does a little more recoiling than anything else. It's much more in a scared state at this point.
Can I slowly reach my hand out and touch the side of the dragon?
Go ahead. Give me an animal handling check.
Ooh.
Ooh, change this up.
He is poisonous.
Nine?
He is going to take a little bit of a nip at you, just more out of like reactive fear, like when you're reaching for like a dog that is still be protective. That is... The roll's an 11. Is that...
That would miss.
Okay, so you're able to, like, retract, you know, your hand before it probably bites it off. My gosh. It's a dragon.
Easy.
We can touch it from afar if that's... I have this hand I can send out.
I wanted to kind of identify if there's anything magic-wise currently affecting him. But to do that, I need to be able to touch him.
Hmm. What a predicament.
I could try again.
I'm gonna creep up and offer him my bag of dried plums.
All right. Okay.
And just like real, real slow approach and say, fruit? Question mark? And just like toss one towards him.
She's gonna kind of like, you know, tilt its head slightly, kind of look at you.
And I'll put one in my mouth and go, dom, dom, dom. No? Yes?
And he slowly bends down like,
oh.
She's like, it's a little plum. He just kind of like catches between his fang just a little bit. I was like,
oh. I'll dump the rest out. Okay, and then skitter back.
Yeah, okay. And it starts like kind of munching and chomping on it. Because it's something that doesn't smell rotten, mostly. Yeah.
I can try to put it to sleep if you want. If that would be helpful.
I just want to see if I can get one thing out of it.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Where are you from? Are you from here?
Water.
Underwater? From the ocean. Do you swim?
Nods its head with it.
How did you get here? You swam. So you came here on purpose?
Mama.
Your mom was here with you. You're looking for her. Okay.
I'm nodding again. Sorry, I'm really sorry for anyone who's just listening. I am pantomiming big time.
How long has your mama been missing?
No real sense of.
You see, it's been about 7 years.
Yeah.
Well, you see.
7 years.
My mother
just
opens up. It's like a natural.
The magic word.
Natural 20 nature check. Like, well, you see.
Do you want to go back to the water?
Mama.
I don't know where your mama is.
You could be his mama.
I'm not old enough to be a mom, but I could do my best.
Adopted mama?
I could be your big sister.
A little head tilt. A little bit of confusion.
Well, if you follow us, we can show you the way back to the water. Yeah? Okay. Well, it's over here. I'll point to the entrance of the, the cave.
Kind of tromping along.
Okay.
Can I just, well, it's tromping along and not really, I imagine it's moving fairly slowly.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a slow waddle to
it. Does it have gills?
Such a cool question.
Does it breathe magically underwater? I don't know how dragons breathe underwater.
But can they? Do you know?
Green dragons, yes.
They can. Okay. They can.
Green dragons can.
Wow. That's very cool.
Yeah, they are considered amphibious, but I wouldn't.
Maybe it's like whales. They come up to breathe.
Yeah.
You know, wait, hold on 1 second. I want to loot the fishman.
I just almost forgot.
Priorities.
I mean,
we're over here talking to the dragon. You're just like, hold on a second.
Just see things flying through the air.
Can I take that guy's stick?
you can take the stick if you want. It's
Marion, get me the stick.
Snap it over your knee.
I got you.
Yeah, yeah. It's not going to be very like.
I'm going to burn it.
It's a very crude. Yeah, it's a very crudely made like knife to a stick kind of carved to make.
It's an actual stick. It turns out, but you can have it.
Yeah, I'm going to turn that into firewood.
Otherwise, you're dealing with like. The little garment they had was like really old nasty cloth and rag sort of thing, and as far as like things on them, One of them has like a couple of seashells in a pocket. Another one has like a little corded necklace with like what appear to be some sort of like predatorial fish teeth.
Oh.
But nothing obviously of value.
I want the fish tooth necklace.
All right, you can take the fish tooth necklace.
There I want to look for one thing in the room, and that's if any of the dragon scales or anything like that have knocked off from wondering. Slamming around into all the walls.
Because I'll need proof.
Yeah, just something that's kind of proof that this dragon exists.
Okay, yeah. I'll say, you know, certainly scraped into some things, so there's certainly tooth, some, maybe. Like, yeah, certainly some, I mean, enough flesh has been scraped off in some ways, I'm sure.
No.
As he's bouncing around. So yeah, you can pick up a little token that's at least enough proof to be like, these are green scales.
Okay. I'm gonna grab one if I can find one. Or I guess
we'll
like
a
yeah. Oh, if you bet.
Full souvenirs for
yeah. Well, it's just so Casca
first couple
believes
fights is a party.
Because I'm not gonna cut this thing's head off now. And I feel like convincing it to come meet Casca is a bad idea. So, because I could bring her the head of a dragon
she
attached
immediately
to a
like,
dragon.
Immediately, like barbarian screams and just runs at it with an axe.
And then probably gets eaten.
Probably.
If only there was a way to preserve this image that we're seeing.
Yeah. I don't have any art supplies, but I could do a quick sketch when we get back.
You know, and I like to write in a notebook so I don't forget.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. I think that's what you mean. You know, really preserving the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Take it from the memory, put it to paper.
I mean, yeah, I've read plenty of papers. I wish there'd be a way to remember this exactly. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, words
and
with
enough
words.
And I'm putting kind of
words.
My hand up in front of my face like a box.
Oh, wow.
If you will.
I can tell you're a journaler. You don't know it yet. You just got to take that pen to paper, maybe draw, doodle in the. I think we're talking about the same thing.
Is the dragon still wiggling its way out of the cave?
Oh, yeah, I'm back.
Oh, yeah, it can wiggle its way. Yeah, okay. Wiggle its way forward. Nothing terribly crazy. Where are y'all heading? What's the game plan?
I kind of want to follow him out and see if he takes to the water. I suppose.
So you head towards the birth of the cave, and something you find is that puddle of water that was there is now an expanse of water leading back to the outside of the cave.
It's
as
a tide pool.
Seemingly the tide has come in, and the dragon just kind of continues waddling and just sploosh.
Oh.
And just wiggles his way underwater towards the entrance.
I'm so glad I saw that.
So is it the entrance fully underwater?
From about that point of water marked forward, more or less.
Okay, so we're in here or swimming out.
Pretty much. Unless you can find a way to get up and out of the shafts where the moonlight's coming through.
Hey, guys.
How high up?
You know the tide.
Shafts.
Yeah.
30-ish feet.
I could see if I could hoverboard up out of here and check, but it's risky.
Can you use your little... Can your cannon guy jump?
Can't jump, but he can climb.
Can you bring my rope?
Feet.
Oh, but
I don't think
can
so.
He tie?
No, he can walk, and that's about it.
Okay.
And I'll just pat him on the head. On the shield, I guess.
I mean,
we can swim in. Yeah.
We can swim.
Yeah.
Question mark.
Can you guys swim?
Yeah.
Sorry, I guess I assumed, I know humans, we swim a lot, but
I didn't know. I'm not an expert swimmer. I'm no cormorant. However, I'm pretty buoyant. So...
Okay, I'm good to swim.
Let's give it a shot.
What is this cormorant word
what
you just pulled out?
Yeah,
it's a diving bird.
So cool.
It's like, so cool.
Oh, sorry. If you want to interrupt too much by being like, what in the world
distant
is
cousin.
Talking about?
Yeah.
There's like a Forgotten Realms land called Cormyr, and I was like, is she Sheep pulling in non homebrew lore? What?
Deep cuts.
All right. So yeah, y'all are able to more or less, I guess give me, each of you just give me a quick either athletics or
is the water like check. Rough?
Not obviously.
Okay. Because otherwise, what was the other option?
I just said athletics.
Oh, okay. Oh no.
15.
15?
6.
6, all right.
9.
9. All right, so Marion's surprised. I don't know. I've never seen a rabbit swim, but just kind of like mermaids her way on out there. No, you know, just kind of keeps on going. Ziggy makes it about to the mouth of the cave when suddenly like an incoming swell of the tide kind of batters him a little bit. And I'm going to need you to make a strength saving throw.
I mean, you are wearing a leather jacket.
Oh.
7.
7. All right. It is going to kind of push you into the sidewall of the cave and give you 2 points of bludgeoning damage as you try to right yourself and you get slammed into the wall of the entrance. And continue your swim on the way out.
Is that another fish man? Turn around.
Boko, similar situation. You don't quite make it as far as Ziggy does before you're kind of starting to rock and roll a little bit, and I'm also going to need you to make a strength saving throw. A little bit of a higher DC than him.
Oh no, that's a 1.
That is a 1. Okay.
That's a 1.
So you're actually going to get completely like tossed tail over head backwards.
Oh, no.
Further back into the cave.
Wash up on shore.
That's going to be 4 points of Oof. Damage as you kind of get slammed into the wall.
Do I still have the temporary hit points, or do those go away?
How long do those last?
It doesn't explicitly say. It's normally minutes or an hour. No. It's okay. It pulses. You have them, and then it lasts for some amount of time.
I'll say while y'all are still in the cave, I'll let those effects linger once you. So there you go. And I'm going to need you to make another athletics check.
Yep. We're going to do it. We're going to get out of here alive. That's a nat 20.
Okay. Hey. Stealing your resolve. You're like, I just like
Marshall on the bottom.
You just claws into the sand. Just run your way through the water somehow before you burst on out. And coming out of the mouth of the cave entrance, you do see the kind of enclosed area where you had been planning to set up camp is now inundated with water. There is some land further up beach, like further inland. There is a little bit of beach right before you get to the vegetation that's still open.
Sounds like a good spot to make camp. What do you think?
It's a little higher up, maybe.
I put my tinder box away.
I'm soaked.
Yeah, let's maybe go get dry. Do you guys remember, did the lighthouse, did Mick have a fire going by chance?
I don't remember. But we can set up a fire by the road there.
I mean, Mick's going to want to hear about this, let's be honest.
I mean, probably.
That's true.
But I don't want to tromp into his house like this. I bring out my cape.
If I can find just a few dry pieces of wood, I'll light a fire.
Okay. Yeah. It takes you a little bit of time to scratch it out because you have to go a little further inland where there's, you know, obviously there's vegetation as well as, like, it's not terribly damp in the sea air, but, you know, with your little phoenix abilities, you eventually get a light.
And any sign of the dragon or just ocean now?
I mean, he more or less kind of, like, was swimming in that kind of alcove area where y'all first came out. And, I mean, more or less following you at this point.
So is he at the fire with us?
Yeah, you can sit at the fire for a bit.
Hey, buddy.
And he starts, like, kind of yanking at your bag a little bit.
Oh, man. I have one ration left.
Sniff and stuff.
We can share.
I have a couple rations.
Delicately place the tiniest little bite.
Yeah. I'll put 2 rations out for him as well.
All right.
Should maybe one of us go and get Mick or someone?
I mean,
instead of bringing...
I don't think we should bring the dragon back to town.
Do you have a name?
Good question. Name.
I'm Marion.
Marion. Boko.
Ziggy.
We all point at the dragon. We could give you a name. Yeah? Are you a boy or a girl?
No, we don't need
androgynous.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
How about Splash?
Oh, I love
or,
that.
I don't know. That's
Splash
all
works for me.
Splash.
Splash.
Because that's happening now.
Splash, do you know how to fish yourself? You know how to find fish? Okay, well that's good. We actually met in the warehouse last night.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Kind of as this like ashamed, bashful look.
Sheepish world.
Those little sheepish.
Poking our fingers together.
Everyone's kind of looking at the
embarrassed.
Dirt. Embarrassed. Kicking some pebbles.
Sorry about that.
You probably remember I opened that door for you.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Well, I think you can stay the night with us if you want. We're not going to hurt you.
Probably dangerous again. For you if you come to town, though.
Yes. You can't go back in the warehouse, Splash.
Although, no. Maybe, okay, hang on. Maybe we could pitch this to the townspeople.
You're full?
Right? Yeah! Maybe they can build an alliance.
With the dragon.
And then everybody lives happily ever after. Yeah.
What is the nature of the alliance with the dragon? I'm curious.
They give some fish. He don't attack them.
It's kind of like a mobster relationship.
And he protects the town.
I was going to say he protects.
And maybe he'll be on our side.
Yeah. He can poison spray the enemies.
Would you want to live here? And I'll point to the cave we came from. Stay here, and we will get
animal handling check.
Don't worry, it's only a -2.
I think mine's the same.
Nine.
He just looks so confused. He has no idea. Like, it's like you're pointing here and pointing there, and he's like which way do I go? Which way do you want me to go? I don't know.
So, do you want to send one of us back? Well, you have to be somewhere in the morning. You both do, don't you?
No. I can stick around.
I mean, it's a union gig.
Free.
I can be
so
a little late.
Didn't you say you have a demonstration?
Yeah.
I think that's tomorrow afternoon.
Okay.
It's a little bit fuzzy, the timing.
Okay. The 8:30 to 9 a.m. is what Audrey said earlier.
The afternoon or the morning.
I'd still like to go to that if you'll allow it.
I would, and I think Splash would probably like it too.
Yeah, I don't know how Audrey would feel about that.
Oh, she would love it.
She seems the cantankerous sort.
Audrey and Splash.
You know, Splash, I have a few acquaintances that would probably like to meet you. You're talented. You're poison. It's potent. You knocked me out yesterday. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, he's very proud of himself.
He gave us such a bashful look.
Stop it.
That
go
was
on.
Oh, shucks, in dragon.
What do we do?
So I can go grab Mick, and okay. At the very least, it's someone else who is not in town, but might.
Yeah.
Or I could go get Audrey. Try to find her.
I trust Mick more in this situation. No offense to Audrey.
I won't tell her you said that.
Thank you.
But I'll go get Mick.
Okay.
All right.
So yeah, I'm just going to leave to go get Mick.
All right, you head off to the lighthouse to go get Mick.
Let's see if I can catch some crickets.
All right, we'll come back to you too. You're Mick. All right, so you approach the lighthouse. This, you know, still glowing beacon of a just a solitary, steady, piercing light.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming knock.
I'll knock.
All right. Yeah, what is going on out here? And you hear a bunch of rustling and so on and so forth. And door opens, and like at this moment in time, is when you discover that the turtleneck sweater that Mick was wearing with his trousers before is actually a turtleneck nightshirt. Goes all the way down.
You threw pants on for us.
Yeah, you put pants
Gosh,
on.
Gosh, been there, you hear it, nah.
And as he opens the door, you know, a little bit nippy, he's got like a little charcoal gray knit, like newsboy cap on now to cover his little bald head. It's like, oh, well, you're back here so soon. What's you look a little beat up. What happened?
Yeah, two things. First, thanks for the warning about the tides. Second,
I knew I forgot something. Shoot. Second, well, no harm, no foul.
I should
right?
have known. I live on an island.
I think we found something you might want to see in the form of a dragon.
Oh, so you managed you fought and killed one. Okay, all right, I'll come see you back.
No, he's at camp.
I'm sorry,
us.
What?
He seems to be looking for his mom.
I'm sorry, what?
He's back at camp and seems to be looking for his mom.
All right, Rowena, I'm going out! Like, immediately, like, slips on his, you know, one of his long coats and, like, you know, these little boots. Like, doesn't even bother putting socks on, just sticks his feet into these giant, like, waterproof boots. Doesn't even lace them and starts tromping on out with Ziggy. Are we all two doing anything while he was gone?
Catching crickets?
All just right. Looking at the fire.
Just looking at the fire. All right, sounds good. So after, you know, probably 15, 20 minutes time total with the time to walk on out to the lighthouse and have a conversation and come on back. Ziggy returns with Mick in tow with the description I previously mentioned. And he's like, all right, so what's going on? Oh, my goodness gracious. hello. Is he with you?
I think he is. We just kind of like splash.
Nuzzles, you know, up close to Boko.
Oh, my goodness.
Still kind of lightly nipping at the bag.
I think he likes me.
Trying to get more food.
I'm trying to catch food. I'm all out. I'm sorry.
All right. So, could be wrong. Not 100% on this. Could be wrong. This guy seems a little bit smaller than the one I encountered before.
Oh.
I think he's looking for the one you encountered before.
Who's it?
He keeps asking about his mommy.
Oh. All right, then. You. Yeah.
He doesn't have a ton of words at this point.
Yeah, I don't have a ton of words at this point. This is a new territory.
Could he stay at the lighthouse? Potentially.
I don't think he'll fit.
Not yeah,
it's gonna be a little hard.
Trying to keep him out of town, and if his mom came by a couple
by
days ago.
If he needs a nice little perch, we can certainly, I mean, the lighthouse is plenty tall, so, I mean, that could work, maybe.
We could bring some food. Actually, once he's healed up, he can fish, but mm-hmm. for now, we could bring some food.
All right, then.
Do you have any healing spells?
I do. Yeah. Now that you say that, I'll cast Cure Wounds on the dragon.
Oh, very nice. So, like, with it like, you kind of, you know, Slash kind of does that little kind of digs the heels in and backs up a little bit because he's not sure what to do with this weird glowing wrench, basically, right?
Oh, yeah.
Unless there's a different way you're casting
nope,
it this time.
It's the wrench.
All right. And so, like, you know, that little recoil of, like, oh, it's about to get hit, but it's soothing.
Hit with
and,
love.
And, like, some of the wounds and scrapes, especially on its forelimbs from, like, just shoulder-checking so many rocks, start to seal up. And it's like, I kind of there's a quick nuzzle on Ziggy.
I pat him.
Oh.
And we both kind of do that, like just
both freeze up,
just a little freeze, like what's happening? I've been touched. What
this
do
is
I
new
do?
New territory for all of us.
Hey, so all right, so I guess we gotta see. Where would a dragon like that go, I guess, is the big question.
I don't know. It was saying it swims. And it's from the ocean?
From the ocean?
So,
I mean, oh, there's plenty. I mean, you know, there's islands out there. There's plenty of other just rock outcroppings that any one of them could be like home for a dragon's nest, you know?
Yeah.
So... from the ocean doesn't really narrow that down,
is
now,
there
does it?
Anyone in town who is kind of known for knowing all the local legends?
Local legends? Most of the local legends, any local legends, probably Old Tom would know a lot of those.
Anyone with old in the name, mm-hmm, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know if he, by any chance, speaks Draconic?
Off the top of my head, I couldn't tell you. I have no idea.
Do you know if there's any dragonborn in town?
Oh, hang on, before I forget. Sorry. Do you know anything about fish people?
Oh, right.
Fish people? What do you mean?
Like, they like look weird, like people. But their heads are fish heads.
What?
Die if you hit them enough.
Very sorry, wet.
Black blood.
I'm gonna go with that. That's a new one for me.
So when we were looking for... we're going to set up camp. And we ran into, I guess, 3 fish people trying to wrangle this little guy in a net.
Why were they doing that anyway?
Was there any
indication
of anything?
It's the staff. Yeah, right. This.
See, he takes it and he kind of examines it. I'm actually going to let him do a little... jeez.
He used it to cast something that made Ziggy itchy.
I was pretty itchy.
Okay, so that's flat something. He's like, yeah, I've seen stuff like this before. It's pretty permanently carved, though. It's, I don't know. To me, it bespeaks a little more of a kind of primitive culture. But as far as its actual origin, I couldn't say exactly.
My guess is he came from underwater, right?
Maybe.
Are there any sunken cities around here?
Wood grows underwater, but
what do you guys?
That's a good point.
If they were trying to capture Splash,
mm-hmm,
what are the chances they're from a bigger group who may already have a bigger Splash?
Splash's mom. Mm. Hey, Splash. How many of those fish people did you see? Did you see a lot of them? I spread my wings out. Or only a few of them?
Give me an animal handling check.
Okay. 14. Oh boy, that's probably a negative one though. 15.
Okay. She's like...
oh, so
like
a few?
Just holds up his claws. You're like trying to... small, whatever that means to a dragon.
So less than 1,000.
So the 3 that we saw in the cave, are those the only ones you know of? Yeah. Okay. That's pretty inconclusive.
Yeah, it's very inconclusive.
So I think we maybe need to just find a place where we know Splash will be.
Mm-hmm.
And
but
regroup
too
with
close
Tom
to the water.
And Audrey.
Yeah. Don't want those fish guys finding them. Wait.
Audrey, never come with us.
Yeah, I...
She's so stubborn from that minimal interaction that I had with her.
Can I try and, like, find some bushes we can disguise him in the daytime? You can have a nap in the bushes.
Aww. Nice little creepy bushes.
Yeah.
I mean, the cove itself is more or less secluded enough that unless people, like, specifically come out here, he's not going to be seen.
by people who come from the sea.
That's a little more debatable.
That's my concern.
Gotcha.
I think we can probably make a spot up by the lighthouse.
Okay.
That he can then be watched, but also out of sight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
If you're okay with that, Mick.
Yeah. I'm not sure he'll fit, but like, I don't mind having him around.
Outside.
Yeah. He wants to perch up there, people. As long as he's not like blocking the view of the light from the ocean. That's fine. You know.
Okay.
That sounds like a good plan.
Fairly reasonable.
He started mimicking the
gesture.
He's still a growing boy. He's still learning.
So, I mean, I could sleep outside here and make sure he doesn't get up to trouble.
Oh, I'm happy to stay with you. We can take watches.
Okay.
Sorry, are y'all doing this on the beach or are y'all making your way?
Let's go up, like, inland, but by the lighthouse.
Yes. Okay.
Maybe on the grounds if there's space.
Yeah, so the lighthouse itself is on a little bit of a raised portion of land, but it is, like, kind of surrounded by rocky crags. Like, it's, you know, like, the lighthouse is, like, on the most, you know, one of the most dangerous outcroppings as far as ships coming towards port go. So there is a little bit of a raised land area, but, I mean, he's a dragon. He can probably find a way to, like, wiggle his way amongst some rocks and stuff, too.
Yeah. So we'll kind of go in the less raised and set up a fire. Yeah, just so it's more sheltered from the wind for us, for our sakes.
I don't mean to be rude, Mick, but do you maybe have a place I could sleep inside?
Yeah, I mean, I could probably get you a nice little, like, floor mat next to the furnace, but...
he's a fancy boy.
Not much going on there.
That works for me.
You gotta learn to live with
Lance.
All right,
sounds good. Just as long as you're not too much of a snorer, we'll get along just fine.
I don't think I am.
All right, good. Then we'll get along just fine.
I'm gonna try out my new tinderbox.
Light a
new
fire.
Look at this thing. It gleams in the moonlight.
And you use your new tinderbox to light a fire.
I'm gonna, assuming we're heading back to the lighthouse, then I'm gonna head in and try to dry off even more by the furnace.
Sounds good.
I'm gonna try and skewer some crickets onto a stick and roast them on the fire.
Okay, I'll say you're able to do that. Your fantastic monocular vision, you're able to quickly sense the movements of these crickets, and with your swift speed, you're like, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, you got them.
My name is Swiftclaw, after all.
Yes, indeed.
My last name. Not that.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
Are you saying
this
so loud?
Yeah.
Oh, my name's...
I guess to Marion, probably.
Yeah, he's already walked away, then yes.
Yeah.
It suits you.
Thank you.
Anything else anyone wants to do before the bedtimes?
No, I guess.
I don't think so. No.
All right.
I'm going to pull out some paper and attempt to journal like was recommended.
All right. What kind of things are you journaling about?
It's going to be very sporadic. I haven't quite figured out how I like to write things. So it's a series of bullet points with just very specific facts on what I saw. So it was like cave entrance, big enough for a dragon, big puddle, set of fish people, had weird bulging eyes, smelled bad, black blood? ? Green dragon, friend? ? Checkmark. And then hiding him at lighthouse. And I sit back and I'm very proud of myself.
All right, roasting your crickets. Anything else you would like to do for the night?
I want to pat Splash on the nose.
Okay, sounds good.
If he lets me.
Yeah, I mean, by this point in time, fight or flight is gone.
Yeah.
It's like, you fed him food a few times. Kind of come to terms with things. Go on.
I'll probably do my normal journaling.
Okay.
My kind of epistolary journaling. Everyone can have their own style, you know.
Can you sketch me with Splash? I do a cool pose.
You know what? I'm going to try. There is no way that I can draw well. I want to
stick people.
It's real bad. Yeah.
I want to see a picture of that, by the way.
Done.
Yeah. Is that flesh?
Throw that on the art page.
Oh, that's okay. I see it now.
It might be nearly insulting. Like borderline.
Why am I fatter than the dragon?
It's the lighting.
You were closer.
It's called foreshortening. What's wrong with you? Sorry. Anything else?
No.
No? Okay. For the two of you that are staying out on the beach with...
I can take first watch if you
okay.
Yeah. Go
okay.
Ahead. Yeah. Go ahead and give me a perception check.
Whoops. Closed my book. 15.
15? All right. Nothing really out of the ordinary happens. You, sky stays fairly clear. Looking up at the moon, it seems probably you would guess, you know, with your experience of, you know, being at sea and being used to watching the moon and stars, you'd guess full moon was 5 or 6 days past.
Oh.
And then it's starting to wane a bit. And, you know, just with your heightened sense of awareness, you know, trained fighter, you got to keep looking at things. No real sense of any movement coming from the direction of the cove, or from okay. The cave that y'all did. There's still a bunch of water in that area. And Marion, give me a perception check for your watch.
12.
Well, nothing notable happens. But you also don't really notice anything significant, you know. It's like, moon and stars, still pretty clear. The water by the cave, it's, you know, it's too far for you to see. But that more or less, otherwise the night goes pretty much uneventfully. Ziggy snoozing away. If you say Ziggy's not a snorer, then I believe you, but unfortunate for you, Mick is a snorer. And he does rouse you a couple times throughout the night, but you are still able to get the benefits of a full rest. And I believe...
Oh, nice. Rest. I forgot.
Uh-huh. Everyone gets a full rest.
I needed that.
And we will start next time with the dawn of a new day.
What will we do?
Exactly. With a dragon at your side, figuring out what the heck are we doing in
slightly
life?
Clingy dragon.
And with that, we'll call it quits. Thank you for joining us. You know, just again, hindsight20-20.com and hindsight20_20 on Instagram. And with that, we hope you'll join us next time. Bye.
Bye.